We have a lot of different companies that are involved now, mostly Springfield-based, obviously MGM Springfield. We also have Peter Pan, Greater Springfield Chambers of Commerce, Sheraton Springfield, Hilton Garden Inns, a lot of the transportation and hospitality kind of organizations are getting on board with us.
And do they have do those two industry sectors that you mentioned, do they have a particular vulnerability, I guess I'll say, to human trafficking?
Absolutely. We know that a majority of human trafficking in our country is related to sex trafficking. And we know that that sex trafficking often takes place either in hotels or in apartments or condos or things like that. So this is something that has been on the hotel's radar screens for a while in the area. They've already been doing some training around it. And we also know that trafficking victims get transported. They get moved on buses or trains or planes or cabs or things like that. So those are two places where if employees are educated in what to look for and how to respond, they can really make an impact and put a stop to trafficking.
And so specifically, what is being done by this coalition?
So specifically, we started meeting a little less than a year ago, and we started out just by saying, you know, what do we want to do and how can we make an impact? We've had a couple meetings with law enforcement for them to tell us about how we can be helpful and things that we can do. We've talked about different trainings that are available for businesses, for their employees. And our latest effort was to put together this pledge that our coalition members could sign on to, as well as hopefully start bringing other businesses on board and really make it clear that the greater Springfield area is not a place where human trafficking is tolerated.
MGM, as an international company, they must have some experience in this, and they are the company that is leading this effort. Am I correct?
Yes. Yep. They're the ones that kind of took the initiative to start pulling businesses together around this issue.
And so, what are they bringing expertise to the table in this? Given what they must have experienced in Las Vegas and other places where they've operated casinos for decades now.
Yeah, well, a lot of the casinos, the MGM casinos, kind of operate independent of each other. I know they've done certain casinos within the MGM family have gotten awards around the human trafficking piece, especially their security personnel. And their casino over in Macau has also been awarded for their efforts around human trafficking. But there hasn't been so much of a broader push corporate-wide. And we're really hopeful that this kind of Springfield effort could be the beginning of something bigger. Across MGM.
How will the business interests and law enforcement work together on this?
Well, you know, sometimes law enforcement needs to get businesses involved, whether it's setting up a sting at a hotel or even just having that relationship with a business owner that the business owner feels comfortable calling and saying, look, something's going on. But businesses, of course, are also worried about their brand and their reputation. You know, they don't want a huge news presence there. If something's going to go down, they want to make sure that their business is safe and protected, but also provide support to law enforcement. So it's really building those relationships so that they can trust each other.
I know one of the things that law enforcement in Springfield has talked about recently, the Hamden District Attorney has stressed this, that the women that are involved in human trafficking are increasingly being viewed as victims and not criminals.
Absolutely.
This coalition is on the same page then with law enforcement in
yes,
endorsing
absolutely.
That view.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that these women and children generally have come from really traumatic upbringings in childhood. A lot of them have been involved with the Department of Children and Families. They started in this industry, if you want to call it that, usually when they were underage, as young as 12, 13, 14. So by the time that they're, even if they're of age to consent, that they have been in this industry long before they were old enough to consent. You know, we read and hear so much about the rampant drug problem, the opioid problem that's going on. That's often linked into this as well.
Your press release said there is an event that's being planned for the local business community to raise awareness about the issue. Any details about that you can share?
Yes. I mean, we're still in the very early stages of planning it. You know, my work was to kind of get this press release, get the pledge together, get the press release out, and then move on to putting together an event that will be open to the business community. I don't have a date or anything yet, but it will be an awareness raising. Here's what human trafficking really is, and here's how it impacts your business and things that you can do to take steps so that it's not impacting your business and so that we're also protecting our fellow citizens.
Okay, you mentioned there's a pledge involved in this that the businesses sign up for.
The main points of it are increasing awareness among staff, protecting against human trafficking in our places of business, and collaborating and advocating across the local community. You know, it's great that we have this growing awareness that most people, when they think of human trafficking, they're imagining people from other countries that have been shipped over here in shipping containers, and that's the majority of the time, that's not what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about, you know, our neighbors, our friends, you know, our women and children really being exploited right under our noses.